This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Why should we give charity? Assalamu alaikum. I'm your brother Abu Abdissalam, speaking to you from the blessed city of Mecca. There are many virtues and blessings of giving charity. Here are just six amazing benefits of sadaqah. Number one, our wealth will not decrease. The Prophet ﷺ said, charity does not in any way decrease the wealth. And this hadith is in Sahih Muslim. So when you give some of your wealth away in charity, it's tempting to feel that our wealth is decreasing. However, as mentioned in this hadith, that is far from the case. Instead, you will see your wealth increase when you give charity. This is both because Allah puts barakah in your wealth when you give to charity, but also when you give charity, Allah gives you much more back in ways that you sometimes cannot even imagine. Number two, charity protects from the punishment of the hellfire. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, guard yourselves against the fire of hell, even if it be only with half a date fruit, meaning given in charity. And if you cannot even afford that, then you should at least say a good word. And this hadith is reported by Bukhari and Muslim. So even just based on this hadith, we should make a habit of giving to charity. Number three, charity extinguishes the anger of your Lord. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, charity given in secret extinguishes the anger of the Lord. As humans, we sin and make mistakes every day. This can earn the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one of the great ways to ensure that our relationship with Allah stays strong and that He's not angry with us is to give charity. Number four, charity diverts calamity. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, give charity without delay, for it stands in the path of calamity. It stands in the way of calamity. And this hadith is reported by At-Tirmidhi. The lesson in this hadith is profound, as it not only encourages us to attain good deeds by giving charity, but also it's better to spend a little amount regularly for the sake of Allah than for a calamity to befall us where we could potentially have to spend much more to remove that calamity. Prevention is better than cure. Number five, our deeds are multiplied. Allah says in the Quran, the example of those who spend their wealth in the way of Allah is like a seed of grain, which grows seven spikes. And each spike is 100 grains. And Allah multiplies His reward for whomsoever He wills. And Allah is all-encompassing, all-knowing. So imagine, you plant a seed which might cost you next to nothing. But that seed grows into a huge tree with hundreds of branches, each bearing many fruits. This is exactly how sadaqah, charity works. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the All-Merciful, can increase and give us even more than that. And number six, passive deeds until the Day of Judgment. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the good deeds that will reach a believer after his death are knowledge which he learned and then spread, a righteous son whom he leaves behind, a copy of the Quran that he leaves as a legacy, a mosque that he built, a house that he built for travelers, a canal that he dug, or charity that he gave during his lifetime when he was in good health. These deeds will reach him after his death. And this hadith is in Ibn Majah. What an amazing way to carry on earning good deeds even after we die. Now, one final note is that Islam teaches us that charity comes in many forms. This can include anything from feeding the poor, giving money to them, or to saying a good word, or spending on one's own family, to even simply smiling. Smiling is charity, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. So brothers and sisters, let's try and get into the habit of giving charity regularly. For example, every Friday, because that's a virtuous day, or every day even, or every other day, or every week, whatever you can do, try and do it regularly. And of course, you can also set up standing orders to your favorite charities. Let's learn about sadaqah so we can get as many benefits as possible while we're still alive in this short life. I'm your brother, Abu Abdus Salam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.